Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My radio, yeah, oh yeah, okay. Off to a great start already. My show's called Highly Recommended. It is full of all of the music that I recommend highly. It runs from 7 till 9 p.m. every Wednesday, and I will also be here this week and next week until midnight DJing for On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO's number one local music radio show. And this week, you know what they say about the best laid plans, right? Well, the plans have been laid, and the plans have the things that happen to best laid plans have happened. So On the Town with Mikey D, the producer and magic man behind the board, Joel, is not feeling well. I don't think I've ever seen him miss a week before. So other than like, I've only seen him miss weeks that he's planned on missing. But otherwise he is here every single week. So having him call out sick is a very, very rare occasion. Right now it looks like we might not have a live performance from the Croaks later on tonight. We will still have a live acoustic performance from Preyhound, around 9:20 or 9:30. And the Croaks, I believe, are still coming to, play some prog rock and hang out before the 9 p.m. hour. And then it'll be local music after 9 and then the live performance. And I'll still chat with the Croaks and do an interview once they get here. But right now it looks like probably no performance. I will keep you guys updated, with any additional information as I find it out. If we're going to find a sub, if we're just SOL, as they say. I can promise you that no one is more disappointed than me. The Croaks are one of my favorite bands, and this is like the third attempt to get them in here, so we're playing scheduling ping pong at this point. But that is enough about that. It's time to get into the music. I did grab a bunch of vinyl records with me, but I don't have one of them on the turntable right now. But I'm going to start things off with a song by Van der Graaf Generator. This song's recorded in 1968, and I'm trying to put my finger on what it means to me. I think that it's one of the first songs that really made me realize. I mean, I've always known that my music taste was different. I've always been into the older stuff, rock and all that good stuff. But this song in particular, I remember it coming up on Pandora. And I remember thinking like, oh, this is notably different than most of the other stuff that is anywhere near my radar. And I guess because I only got into prog at the end of my high school experience. So I think that this was one of the earlier proggier tracks. So this is Necromancer by Van der Graaf Generator. And just, if you like it, great. If you don't, too bad, because there's going to be a whole bunch more prog, and there's going to be local music, and there are going to be a bunch of cool people. And we'll see. We'll see about everything else. We will certainly see. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm Mellow Max. Here's Van der Graaf Generator to start things off tonight.
Necromancer. I cast Necromancer. All my life I have cabalized. My words are true and they reach you through the magic in my eyes. I know the secrets long forgotten. You'd better believe and not lie. I am the necromancer.
I am the necromancer.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Tenemos Roads by National Health, which is an incredible song. I love that song so much. And you just heard it on vinyl, too. So you got all the clicks and pops and all that good stuff. And now you're going to hear the second song on the B-side. And I don't usually play a full side at a time, but... but I'm kind of sad. And only a little nihilistic at this point. So we're going to listen to the whole B-side of this album, and we're going to like it. And then I might play a whole side of another album, because it's prog rock and the songs are long anyway, so whatever. And why am I sad? Well, if you missed my intro at the beginning, I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to Highly Recommended, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, all that good stuff. My show's Highly Recommended, 7 to 9, and then 9 till midnight is On the Town with Mikey D, local music show, live band tonight. Preyhound is still set to come in at 9:30, and then at 10:30 the Croaks were supposed to perform, but Joel, everyone send get well wishes Joel's way, because he's not feeling well, and I've never seen him cancel before, but unfortunately that's what's happened tonight. And this is like the third time we've tried to get the Croaks in here. So I'm heartbroken. And Joel just said that as soon as possible, we should have them come in and have a 5-hour Croaks special. If they are willing to do that, I agree with him wholeheartedly. But that being said, anyone who's listening right now, if you're here because you're a Croaks fan, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of the music. Even though I'm playing a full B-side, it's only because it's a great whole B-side. And I might not play the whole thing. We'll see. But unfortunately, you will not hear them perform. I'm not sure if they're still planning on coming in to hang out and play some music. If they are, that'll be cool. I'll let you know when I know. But otherwise, you can look forward to some really cool, highly recommended music for the next hour and a half. And then some great local music for the next 3 hours after that. Including a live performance acoustically by Preyhound, who just released their debut album, EP, a few weeks back. Earlier this week, I believe, mere days ago. Anyway, that's the story, that's the update. If you want to commiserate with me, you can... go to the DJ chat. It's on the website. It's wmfo.org/DJ-chat. You can commiserate. You can yell at me. You can wish Joel good wishes. But that's the story. That's the update. You're listening to National Health very, very quietly behind me. And the sound of an AC unit beyond that. And on that note, I might pick out another song. I'm going to need something to pick me up at this point, because... yeah, this is sad. But yeah, I'll keep you guys updated as I learn more. Thanks for tuning in.
the queen of all the pack. This joker raised his hat and talked about the weather. All should feel warned about this high-born hunting girl. She took the simple man's downfall in hand. Why raise the flag that she unfurled? The size of my thumb. This high-born hunt that tastes as strange as they come.
Right, that was just Focus with Hocus Pocus. And before that, we had Jethro Tull with Hunting Girl. And before that, Magma with Udu Woodoo. And before that, National Hell with Brujo. And you heard it all here on vinyl. And you might be thinking, hey Max, why is all the prog rock that you're playing so short? The longest one of those songs was 5 minutes. Well, you see, that's because I wanted to hype everything up a little bit because I needed a pick-me-up. I don't know about you guys, but I was really kind of feeling down since the Croaks aren't going to be able to come in after all tonight and play live on the Town with Mikey D because Joel's not feeling well. And now I'm panning left and right. Nope, I messed that one up. But anyway, I'm panning back and forth because I thought that that would be fun. I think I was mistaken, but anyway, coming up next, we're going to have a longer one. This one's from Caravan. It's off one of my favorite albums. It is also vinyl, and I don't know. For anyone who wasn't here the last time I spoke, the Croaks cannot come in because Joel, the producer for On the Town with Mikey D, and the magic man behind the board can't make it. I'm also going to adjust my voice back over to middle. For anyone with headphones, that was an experience. For anyone listening in mono, it wasn't. So yeah, no Croaks, but Preyhound will still be coming in and doing an acoustic performance and interview some point around 9:20 or 9:30. And that's going to be great. And until then, I'm going to be playing lots and lots and lots of prog rock for you guys on mostly vinyl, not all vinyl, but I'll be playing you lots of good music on a lot of different things. But first, actually, let's get into that. Let's get this album spinning, and all right, there we go. Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even have to wash your hands to eat them. You should. That's a different PSA, though. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty and healthy treat, look no further than right here on Remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and the current nut to fruit scoreboard. It is currently tied neck and neck, 4 fruits, 4 nuts. And now you know. Behind me right now, this is Caravan with 9 feet underground. If there was an Olympic championship contest for reading song names off of spinning vinyl, I wouldn't qualify, but I would look at the people doing it and be like, yeah, I can do that. Come on. We'll be right back. It's 8 p.m. and you're still listening to WMFO in Medford. Thanks. Hope you're enjoying listening to 9 Feet Underground by Caravan. This album came out in 1971, which I firmly believe is the best year for music since